like we maybe think they're going to turn out. I would have never thought that 28 years ago that I still wouldn't be in a Baptist church. And the reason I'm not is not because I've backslid on God, but it's because of the Word of God. I would never thought that I'd had to go through the things that I've had to go through in this life. But I know this for sure, that I've never felt as near to God as I do today sitting here. And I thank Him for His mercies. I thank Him for His love. I thank Him for all the trials that we go through. Because those are actually the things that cause us to grow closer to Him. We have such a wonderful God. You know, if the Lord answered my prayers the way I wanted them answered, I would just be a spoiled brat. We really would. I would have never had the desire to dig into His Word and find out what's really going on. I want to do something a little strange tonight. I want to introduce the Torah portion by going to a place that's completely not even in our Torah portion or New Testament portion of the Haftorah portion. Would you open your Bibles with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 2? 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Now this Torah portion is it's kind of strange. The title of the Torah portion, let me read it to you. I have trouble with the Hebrew pronunciation here, but the English pronunciation is "when you get up." That's not really a good way of saying it. In chapter 8 of the book of Numbers, it actually says "when you mount the lamps." That's still a little bit hard to understand because it's talking about when Aaron would lift those lamps up after they're lit, after the wicks have been trimmed, after they've been lifted up. That's really the name of the Torah portion. And then it goes right into the cleansing of the priesthood and the Levites, if you remember. And it seems like that you spend very little time on what the title is about. There is a wonderful, wonderful, deep teaching in this Torah portion that I believe is one of the most timely that the Lord has shown me in a long, long time. You know, I've noticed in the last few months, people are beginning to get the attitude, well, things are getting better. And the news media seems to avoid a lot of the things that I know is actually going on in the world today. And it seems like they want to put a positive spin on everything. And yet I believe that we're living in one of the most dangerous times in every way that we can look at. There's never been a time when we need to understand that sometimes God answers our prayers through raindrops and tears and many sleepless nights. And even though we may have to spend some more of them, He will never leave us and never forsake us. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, the Apostle Paul, and I'm going to start in verse 6. Let me tell you what's taking place here. Paul is writing this letter to the Corinthians, and he begins by telling them that he didn't come in these big fancy words of wisdom. The reason he said that in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians was, when he wrote this letter to the Corinthians, he had just been to Mars Hill. Not up here in the mountains. That's not the Mars Hill I'm talking about. Okay? He had been to Athens, to the Areopagus, on a place called Mars Hill. And there he had argued with, on an intellectual level, with some people, philosophers, called Stoics and Epicureans. And Paul had the mental capabilities of debating with these people and winning every argument. There's no doubt about that. He was trying to teach them about God through their own philosophy. This is the only time that you'll ever find the Apostle Paul does that. He doesn't use Scripture in his argument. I believe Paul realized that he had made a mistake when just a few people really understood and come to the Lord with that argument that he had. It's not to say that he didn't have some success with it, but not like Paul usually did. And so when he comes to write this letter to the Corinthians, he'd learned his lesson. He said, I choose to know nothing among you except Yeshua HaMashiach and him crucified. He said, that's what I'm coming to you with. I'm coming with the Scriptures. And then in verse 6 of chapter 2, he says, yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature.